Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Anonymous Mouse bringing you another podcast. In this podcast, I'd like to introduce you to something called Google Translate. There's two words, Google and Translate. It's a free app you can find in the App Store. This remarkable little gem just received a big update, and it is now extremely accessible to use. So a warm and awesome job goes out to the Google accessibility team in making this a lot more accessible than it had been before. Now, I'm bringing Google Translate to you because I want to point out a few things in here that I thought was really remarkable and I haven't seen before, and I really truly love, and I want to share the experience with you. Now, I know that a lot of people probably are not going to be using Translate a lot, if any. However, I want to point out to you why you would want to use Google Translate sometime. Obviously, you want to translate something. I give you that, and I understand that. But, you know, you never know, because I come in an experience because my clients sometimes are English is their second language. So I deal with a lot of Hispanic people that speak a lot of Spanish. And so for me, it helps improve me and my client so we can understand one another. And not only that, but you never know. If you're in a different foreign country and you need some help to translate things for you, this is a great little gem to do that as well. And lastly, I was thinking anybody that's in school that's learning a foreign language that need a little bit of help and going back and forth the language that you speak and something you knew that you want to learn, so you want to improve yourself on Spanish or even English for that matter, you can do so with this app. So there's a lot of reason why you would have to have this, and then and most of all, you never know. I always kept it on my phone just because I never know. What if I come across somebody that is hurt and doesn't speak English and I need something to try to help them out and try to get a better idea of what they're trying to say? I realize not all translation is perfect. None of them are perfect, and they never will be. Well, hopefully someday will be, but all the ones I've seen are not perfect. But you get the basic idea and what they're trying to say and what we're trying to get across. And so that's what the legit of the Google Translate is all about. I'm going to show you the variations of things you can do with the Google Translate. As I said, there's two things in here that I found that is the most useful for me. And I'll show you those two options. And I'll also show you the other features that are available that you can do within Google Translate. All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and get the Google Translate up. It is labeled as Translate. And double go ahead and do a single finger, just do a double tap on Translate to open it.
Translate. Original language. English. Button.
Okay.
Changes the language.
Obviously, we got the original language and the target language that we want to use. But before we do that, I want to show you the set of rows of tabs on along the bottom of this screen. The bottom left-hand corner.
Selected. Home.
Is our home. So home is now selected, and that's where the core of the things you want to get to find to translate is there. So I want to show you that it's there. As I swipe to the right,
start.
It doesn't make sense, but it says start. Basically, in a nutshell, if there's a particular sentence or word that you come back to quite often, you want to mark it as a favorite. You can just mark it, and then once it's marked as a favorite, it goes into the start page here. So all the translation you've done that you found that you want to keep as a favorite is listed in here. So that is there. And then finally, lastly, the last tab at the bottom right-hand corner is the
settings.
Now, there's two things in settings that I found quite useful, and I want to point it out to the listeners here as I double-tap in here.
Settings.
Go ahead and go into the settings itself. Now, the two things I want to point out, and along with the other things in here, as I swipe to the right.
Feedback button.
Obviously, you got your feedbacks. Swipe to the right.
Help button.
Help.
About button.
About.
Speech input button.
Speech input. This is the first thing I want to point out to you. If you have any dialect issue, you know how sometimes Siri or as you will find out in Google Translate, it will have a hard time understanding your accent. So if you have an accent from a different country or such, you can go ahead and change that, and it'll better reflect how you want to say things, and Google can understand you better, so it will help you get the correct translation. So I'm going to just do an example of what I'm talking about. So if I double tap in here.
Back button.
All right, we have the back button here, and I swipe to the right.
Speech input, heading.
Okay, get to the headings. Now, it's going to give us the option to filter out profanity, obscene languages if you want. So that's the first thing we're going to see.
Block offensive words, on.
So block offensive words is now set to on by default. And if I swipe to the right, it'll kind of give you a explanation for that.
Hide recognized offensive speech results, footer.
So it's going to hide and block any offensive languages that you do not want to be translated. But the key feature I want to show you, go one more.
Dialects.
There's your dialects. So one more.
English input. English button.
Okay, now it just depends what language you're using. Obviously, I'm using English here.
Arabic input.
There's
Arabic.
Like Arabic.
Button. Portuguese input. Portuguese.
Portuguese
button.
And such and such. So let's go back to English as for the example.
Arabic input. English input. English button.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap on English.
Back button.
All right, we got the back button here. I'm going to swipe to the right.
English speech input. Heading.
Okay, here are the different type of English dialect that we probably would have.
Selected English button.
Right now, it's selected to the native English. I'm guessing that's the United States English.
English, Australia button.
If you have an Australian accent to your English, you probably want to double tap on this.
English, Canada button.
You have a Canadian type of English that's not recognizing, you can go here.
English, India button.
India, English. So you get the basic idea. There's different type of dialects that that might be not getting you the correct translation because it's not understanding your dialect of English, okay? So this is a really neat feature, so it be able to more accurately listen to you. So I just want to point this out to everybody and the different languages that you can change the dialect for. Pretty cool, huh? All right, so let's go back to the back button.
English, English, selected, English speech input, back button.
Double tap on back. That. And we're going to go back to the back button again.
Speech input, back button.
All right, we're back settings. To the settings.
Heading. Feedback button.
Now let's go back down to the speech input.
Help about speech input button.
Okay. I'm going to go down one more.
Handwriting button.
This is the handwriting option. Unfortunately, for voiceover user, we are not going to be able to use this, and I'll explain the handwriting, what it is when we get back to the home screen and what it does and why it doesn't work. Swipe to one more to the right.
Camera input button.
The camera input. There's nothing really in here. All it gives you is the option to allow Google to use the images that you have scanned to put in their database to improve their translation and to use for future references for other translation for other people. So this is just mostly for improvement for Google and to help them get their translation better and improve things, okay?
Send crash reports off button.
Now, anytime if you have a crash with the app itself, sometimes the developer will give you the option to turn this diagnostic part on. Apple does at times that allows you, once something crashed, you can come back into the app. It's going to ask you, hey, I noticed that the last time your last session crashed, can we send the crash session to the developer so they can improve and see why it crashed? By default, it's turned off, so if you would like to help and participate and try to make this less buggy, if there's any bugs in there. I have not seen any crashes with this, so which is a good thing, but you never know. Maybe you found a bug, and you just turn this back on and do that bug, and it crashes, and you can send that report to them, and they can fix that. I'm swiped to the right.
Clear translation history button.
This is the second part I want to show in the settings. So besides the dialect and the speech input, after a while, you will get quite a few translation on the homepage that gets kind of lengthy and there's a lot of translation going on. You want to come in here and clear that history out. So this is how you come back in to go into settings, double tap to clear the history, and then it clears that out. Okay? And swipe to the right.
Home.
And it takes you back down to the first tab as the home. So we'll go ahead and double tap on home.
Original language, English button.
Okay, so the first thing you hear when you come back to the home is that you're going to hear your first original language is right now by default is on English. As I swipe to the right,
swap languages button.
It allows you to swap languages back and forth, vice versa. So in this case, if I swipe one more to the right,
translated language, Spanish button.
Right now, my targeted language is Spanish. So if I want to swipe back from Spanish to English, you just do so and swipe it again. It'll go from English to Spanish. Okay? Now, anytime you want to change the target language or the original language, you just double tap on the language itself. So in this case, this is Spanish. If I double tap on this, there's quite a few.
Translate to heading.
It'll say translate to as I swipe to the right.
Cancel button.
The cancel button's at the top right corner.
Search. Search field.
You can search for the double language.
Tap recent languages.
Heading. And this is a pretty cool tool, is the recent languages. So if you deal with two or three languages, you can just come in here and easily go back and forth what you recently used. Of course, there's plenty of languages in here. It's just abundant of languages available in here.
English. Selected. Spanish.
Right now, set to Spanish.
All languages. Heading.
And here's all the languages I was telling you about.
Afrikaans. Albanian. Arabic. Armenian. Azerbaijani.
I'm not going to go through all of them, but you can just hear
best.
How huge, vast of languages they got here. So right now, selected to Spanish, so you just double tap on the language that you want the target language to go to, okay? We'll go back to the top right for the cancel.
Albanian. Albanian. Cancel. 68. Albanian.
Whoops.
Swap languages. Name. Original language. Translated language. Albanian. Clear text. Button. Touch to type. Text field.
I just double hit Albanian by accident, so we have to go back in there.
Clear text. Button. Translated language. Albanian. Button.
I can go back in there.
Translate to. Cancel. Search. Recent languages. English. Selected. Albanian. Spanish.
There we go.
Original language, English, button.
So we're back to
changes the language.
To the first page again after I double tap on that, or if you hit cancel, come back to the home page. And the first thing you hear is the first speaking language, which is English.
Swap languages, button.
And we'll swipe to the right.
Translated language, Spanish.
Now
button.
It's back to Spanish.
Changes
now I'm
going to
show you the different ways you can do translation. I'll just kind of run through these real quickly, and then I'll do two demonstrations for you. What I found most benefit to me.
Clear text button.
Okay, the clear text means there's obviously an edit box coming up.
Touch to type. Text field.
The touch to type.
Double tap to edit.
This is the old traditional, old-fashioned way. You can just double tap here and select an edit box. You can dictate a word or a sentence or type it out and then hit the go button, which is at the bottom right-hand corner after you do the typing or dictating. And once you do a go, and then I'll come back to the screen, and then it'll have the translated words for you. It'll also give you the option to copy the text if you wish from there as well. So if you need something translated in text and you want to copy the text, this is the way to do it. So this is the old-fashioned way, okay? So that feature is pretty self-explanatory, and it's in almost all translators you've probably seen on the web and other apps on your iDevice. All right, I'm going to swipe to the right.
Translate camera button.
This is the second coolest thing on here, is the translate camera. I really love this feature, and I'm going to show you an example, hopefully that'll work for us. This is great. So if you're in an area or you want to sign this translator for you, you either have taken a picture or you are standing in front of the sign you want to translate, you can do so. And I will show you in a demonstration of that.
Translate speech button.
Translate speech. This is my most favorite section here. And we'll get to this. This is the last final finale for say. I want to show you why I love about this. This does this almost like a real-time translation back and forth. And the way they did it was fantastic. You have two different ways of going about doing it, how to translate back and forth and the different languages. So I will give you a demonstration on that.
Translate handwriting button.
As I swipe to the right, translate handwriting. Okay, now before anybody gets excited, I got really excited about this. I thought for sure handwriting meant, oh my gosh, really? I was thinking that one could read a handwritten note or something. I would write something on a piece of paper and it would scan it and do my handwriting. Not the case. So put your mind at ease. Maybe you folks weren't thinking that. Good for you, because I wasn't. I was thinking it was handwriting. It is handwriting as we know of in iOS. It is not voiceover accessible, so I wouldn't even bother going with this section. It pretty much, I believe what it does is that you write just as you would in the handwriting mode that you've seen on the iOS. is that where you write or print on the screen as a handwriting. So you just write on the screen and it does a translation. So that was kind of a bummer for me and kind of a letdown. So I just want to let you know this does not work for VoiceOver user. Okay?
Speech translated text button.
Okay.
Speech using the Google text-to-speech system.
Once you have entered something in the text-to-speech, once you've entered something like hello, and hit the go button, you have to come down to this part and double tap to speak it. And because it's not going to say automatically. Now, if you tap in the middle of the screen with your finger after you did the go translate, the word will appear. So obviously, if I do hello, it'll say hola. And if I tap in the middle of the screen, it'll say hola. But if you want to speak it, you'll have to double tap on this button and I'll speak and I'll say in Spanish, hola. Okay? So I want to let you know that button is what that's for.
Spanish.
Okay, it's going to speak it in Spanish.
Start translation. Off button.
All right.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Start translation, that was I was telling you about the star translation. It is, if you translate something that you like, hello, hola, and once you translate it, you can turn this on, and basically what that does, that it will now put that as a favorite. Remember the starred tab I was telling you about in the right above the home button, that particular translation will be placed into your starred tab, okay?
Hola.
There's my hola that I've done before.
Full screen button.
Here's the full screen.
Double tap to expand translation to full screen. Copy translated text.
And then we can copy the translation into text. So I've already done this, and so I just wanted to present this, and that was in my history there that I wanted to show you. Okay, now let's go back up to the top here.
Touch to type. Translate camera. Button.
We're going to go ahead and do a translate to, I'm going to go ahead and bring up my sign here. We're going to do my best here. I'm going to go ahead and take a picture here. I'm going to show you what it is. You double tap here.
Back button.
All right, we have the back button, which is there. Now, when I swipe to the right.
Original language, English.
We got our languages here.
Swap languages, button. Translated language, Spanish.
Okay.
Lock camera orientation, off button.
You can lock your orientation.
Double tap to toggle setting.
If you're having trouble with the orientation flopping around on you, you can lock it.
Flashlight off button.
If you're in a dark environment, obviously you want to turn on your flashlight.
Zoom off button.
This is not going
to
help us.
Double tap to toggle setting.
For a VoiceOver user, we can't see the screen, so the zoom is not going to help us.
Import button.
Import. This is for people that have already taken a picture of something. They want to go ahead and translate it for us. So if it's already in your library of photos or images, you can just import it if you wish.
Pause. Button.
Right now, it's scanning the screen, and lastly, at the bottom right-hand corner of this of the phone is the scan button. I'm going to go ahead and put it in front of the sign, and I'm going to go ahead and
scan.
Do a scan, and double tap on scan.
Cancel button.
Okay. We got the cancel, which means that the image is the, I just scanned the sign that I want. Now, for those with vision, the cool thing about it is that you can select and highlight the text. So if you want a particular part of the sign translated, you can do so, which is kind of cool.
Use your finger to highlight the text.
As it just said there.
Select all button.
Or the option to select all. Unfortunately for us, we have to do the select all. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap the select all.
Select all.
Okay, now, what it's doing is it already has scanned it and converted. If there's anything there, it will show results. Almost all the time, it's going to have a little bit both of languages that you're trying to translate to English. So I'll have both. So let's just go ahead and swipe back. I'm going to go one more to the left.
No as station R, tow away as station R, no zone. www.myparkingsin.com. Parking search the Progressio.
Okay, so.
No as station R, tow away as station R, no zone. www.myparkingsin.com. Parking search the Progressio.
So it's not perfect. It's not perfect. It says no tow zone. So in English, you can kind of sort of pick that out. I have better images results when I have better products or a sign in front of me. In this case, I just had a little picture, and I took a picture of it. That time, it didn't do an awesome job, but as any translation, it's not always perfect, but it gives you a better idea what it just stated. So, like I said, it's not perfect, but I got the idea That is correct. It is a no parking zone area. So that is basically what I got out of that. Okay? So it also did in Spanish and then a little bit in English.
Clear text button.
All right. So let's go ahead and go back out of here.
Translated language, Spanish. Swap language, original language, back button.
Back out of here.
Back.
And back again.
Original language, English.
Button. All right. We're back to the very changes first the page of home. Okay? I'm going to swipe to the right.
Swap languages, translated language, clear text, but touch to type. Text field, translate camera, button.
One more.
Translate speech, button.
Translate speech. Now I'm to my most favorite part. So I've showed you how you can translate it by the old-fashioned way. And I've showed you how you can do it by camera. That is a really cool feature. It does work pretty well, better than I just did here. But I also wanted to be in a real environment that it's not always perfect, but it does a pretty decent job. This one does a much better job. I love this the most, and I'm going to show you. Now, the first thing I want to do, I want to tell you that the first time you double tap on this, it's going to give a tone and you just say something, just to say something and then it'll stop and it'll translate for you. Typically, what I find is that VoiceOver gets in the way, so I typically turn speech on and off quite a bit. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and make sure I highlight it.
Translate speech button.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and turn off my speech, which is a three-finger double tap.
Speech off.
And I'm going to go ahead and double tap with one finger. It's going to give a tone. I'll just say something like hello in English, and then it's going to give me the Spanish version. Hello.
Hola.
Okay. So that did a very good job there in translating back to in Spanish. Now, the cool thing about this, I want to show you. I'm going to turn the speech back on.
Speech on.
Now, you are now in a page that doesn't have a close and back button. No fear, and I'll show you how to get out of this. But what I want to show you is that the top half of the screen
hello
is the hello. That is the English version. Right below the top half and just into the middle towards the lower, find it,
hola,
is the Spanish word, hola. Okay, so that's the bottom half. So I want to let you know the English is at the top, Spanish is at the bottom. All right, now there's three sets of buttons down in the bottom row, which is very essential to make this thing really kick butt, and I'll show you why I love this a lot. Okay, so usually we have that the bottom left,
English button,
is the original language that we're using. So in this case, it's English. In the bottom center, right above the home button,
voice search button,
is the voice search, and I'll explain that in a few minutes. The bottom right-hand corner is the
Espanol button,
target language, so it's Espanol for Spanish, is at the bottom right-hand corner. Now, here comes the cool part. I'm going to show you two different ways you can do this. You got to turn off your speech, so do a two-finger, three-finger double tap.
Speech off.
Speech off once again. Now, if you touch the bottom left-hand corner, you hear a click. That's no problem. That's where the English is. Spanish is the bottom right-hand corner. That's my target. So, depending on the language that you want to initiate, so in this case, I want to go from English to Spanish. So, we're going to use the bottom left where it says English. So, I'm going to say good morning. So, I'm going to go ahead and do a double tap here. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Okay, so it says buenos dias. So I can just do this again. I'll double tap the left, the bottom left. Good night.
29.
Okay. So you can go ahead and talk back and forth this way if you wish. If you're good at Spanish and you want them to go ahead and tap the Spanish button, which is the bottom right-hand corner, you can do so. Just double tap. Hola.
Hello.
And I'll convert it back to English. Okay, now here comes the kicker. This is my most favorite part, other than the signs. I thought that was a really cool feature, but this is the most coolest part. And I found this to be quite useful. And what happens is that at the bottom center was that voice search. That is a real-time translation. So what will happen is that you will have an opportunity to talk back and forth in Spanish and English in this example. In either direction, it doesn't matter if you start it or they start it. It is fantastic. This is awesome. And I'm going to show you an example of how this works. Now, as you hear, you will say something, and I'll translate it and go back and forth. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and double tap this. Hello.
Hola.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Where can I purchase some gas for my car?
Donde puedo comprar un poco de gas para mi coche.
Where are the restrooms?
Donde están los baños.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Hola.
Hello.
Okay. That is the coolest part. I really love that. You don't have to keep going back and forth and typing if this is English or if this is Spanish. It automatically detects the language, which is a really cool feature. I love this. And for being free, that's not bad. And like I said, not all translations are perfect, but this is an absolute must have if you're going to learn a language, go to different countries and such. Now, one thing I want to note, two things actually, to stop the voice search from going back and forth, what I've done, I did a one finger double tap and then did that little tone and it stops the actual translation. Now, of course, the screen will still have the translation, the last one you had on the screen, so my speech light is turned off, so let's turn the speech light back on.
Speech on.
So, top.
Hello.
That was the last one I said. Just hello is the top.
Hola.
Hola is on the bottom. So, that is there. Now, you ask the question, how do I get back to the main page? No problem. You do a two-finger scrub, and that'll take you back out. Those that don't know what a two-finger scrub is, that is you start from the right side of the screen with two fingers. You go to the left, to the right, to the left, and to the right. So it's a movement. So it's a gesture that you're going from right, left, and it goes back, forth, and that is a two-finger scrub. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And that gets me
original
back
language,
out.
Original language, English. Button.
And back into the Google Translate
changes
page.
The language.
All right. That is going to do the podcast for Google Translate. I hope that you found this very useful. I wanted to do a podcast on this because I thought, first of all, for making it more accessible, it was fantastic. But the feature on this was just absolutely phenomenal. I really wanted to share this with everybody. And hopefully the people that will have use for this will find a lot of use out of this and very helpful for you and for wherever circumstances you may have. So I want to share that with all the users out there in AppleViz. All right, well, my name is Anonymous, and that's going to do for me. If you would like to email me, you can do so. You can email me at anonymous@appleviz.com or simply at thomas@appleviz.com. Either one will get to me by email. If you're a Twitter follower or a Twitter fan like myself, follow me on Twitter. I'd love to have you follow me. I'll follow you back if you follow me. And from there, you can say howdy or just ask a comment or feedback or suggestion or direct message me. And I'll try to do my best to get back with you on that. My Twitter name is @Thomas_Domville. That's DOMVILLE. Well, that's going to do for me today. Until next time, God bless and take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.